Today is Wednesday, August 18th, 2021, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. So I listened back to yesterday's show. Well, I listened back to the last 2 to 3 minutes of yesterday's show just to see where I landed. Because I never remember. And then I think to myself, did I cover that? So I think I talked about playing for the first time in church, and I was just amazed that almost no one was wearing a mask in the congregation, even though there were hundreds of people in there. But anyway, not much else went on Sunday. Mark mowed for me, which was so sweet. I got home from church and he was mowing, and he said, "Oh, don't worry, I'm doing it for you because it's your birthday, or it's going to be your birthday, so I'm trying to take stuff off your plate." So that was so sweet. So he did that, and I don't know what I did. I probably came upstairs, and I think that's when I came upstairs and recorded the two shows for Monday and Tuesday. And we just had a relaxing Sunday after that. Not much else to report. My mom, you know, on the one hand, it's very selfless of my mother. On the other hand, I think it's kind of ridiculous. I found out that my aunt had COVID, the Delta variant, and she was fully vaccinated, so she was one of those breakthrough cases. But my mom went down and to take care of her. And I know people need to have people take care of them when they're sick, especially when they're really sick. And apparently my aunt was really sick. And my mom is also fully vaccinated. But I just thought, you know, I know she's not wearing a mask. She's probably not sanitizing things. She's probably just treating it like it was just whatever. But, you know, when it's family, I guess you're going to do things that maybe you wouldn't normally do. But I don't know. I just had. And then she texted me yesterday on my birthday and said, "Hey, son, I'm still down, you know, taking care of your aunt. She was really, 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 really sick. And but don't worry about me. I'm fine. I'm taking precautions, yada, yada, yada. Let's celebrate your birthday when I get home." And I'm thinking, well, after the 14-day quarantine period that I'm going to put you through, I don't know. Because, I mean, again, I'm not as concerned. I say this like I'm a selfless individual. I'm sure there's a little bit of worry for myself. But at least I'm telling myself that I'm less worried about me and more worried about other people. Because I know that when you're fully vaccinated, you can get it and not even know. Never have any symptoms. You're more likely to get it and not know and not have any symptoms because you're vaccinated. And because the Delta variant spreads so much faster and easier, I could give it to people like when I'm going to my church rehearsal, you know, orchestra rehearsal or whatever. And so I think, well, you know, we're going to quarantine you so that I don't, you know, I'm not getting around you and possibly spreading stuff to people and not knowing. But anyway, so that's where my mom was. On Monday, I had the day off, and because I took Monday and Tuesday off for my birthday, and I didn't want to do anything podcast related. I just wanted to take a break. No work, no podcasting. And so I did errands, which you would think, oh, why do you want to do errands on your day off, you know, for your birthday? But it was just something, you know, I was able to get out of the house. I went, and because of my name change, I went and changed my name on my driver's license. So step one is done. I looked online to see how you change it on your Social Security card. And they said, well, you can go to the social, you can either download the documents, mail them in, yada, yada, et cetera. Or you could make it, you could go to, well, the way I read it, you could go to the Social Security office. And so I went there, and they basically told me that you you need to prove your identity. And they said you have to, they said you can drop off your driver's license with the signed document, but they would need it for 2 weeks and they don't issue the card. So it would be mailed, was my understanding. And then I would get a separate mail back that had my driver's license in it, but it would be a couple of weeks. And then the card would come later and it would have my new name on it. And yeah, I don't know, all of this stuff. So she said, now, if you don't want to mail your, you know, be without your driver's license for 2 weeks, or mail your driver's license, you can give us a medical record. It has to be signed by the doctor, dated, like all this weird stuff. Well, I didn't have that with me. I couldn't, you know, so I wasn't able to get that done. And she said, you can either make an appointment to come back here and give us the stuff once you have it, or you can mail it. She said, because we don't make the cards here. So either way, it's going to have to be mailed. So now I have to, I haven't had an eye doctor appointment in a while, too long, probably 2 years. And you're supposed to do it every year, and I have contacts, so, and I'm almost out of contacts. I only have one pair of contacts left. So I'm going to need to do an eye doctor appointment. So my plan is that I'm going to schedule an eye doctor appointment, not for this weekend. It's probably going to have to be next weekend. And then when I go to the eye doctor, I'm going to ask them to print out some sort of record. And I need to either call them back because I didn't write it down, or I need to look on the Social Security website to see when you get a medical record, like, because she said it had to be signed and stamped or dated, or I don't know. There was some requirement of the, you know, the format that it needed to be in and signature of doctor and all this weird stuff. So, I don't know. So I wasn't able to do that, but I do have my new driver's license. I begged them. I didn't really beg, but I liked the photo that we took when we had our government day a couple of months ago, or a month ago, whenever it was, month and a half ago. I had a little bit of a tan because we had just come back from St. Thomas. My hair had been freshly cut, and so it wasn't long and shaggy looking. I had been recently dieting, so my weight was down, you know. Now I've been splurging for the past month. My hair's all grown out. I've lost the tan. I was like, you don't need to retake. I just took this photo a month ago. She's like, yeah, unfortunately, we have to retake the photo if we're reissuing the card. I mean, the photo's okay, but it's not as good as the one before. And the one before wasn't as good as the one before that. Every time I go, it seems like my picture's worse. So anyway, but I did accomplish at least the driver's license. And then I did go, I had gotten, my new Bartesian came in over the weekend to replace the one that was used, clearly. And so I put the old one in the box that the new one came in, printed out the UPS form and went to the UPS store. And I also stopped by Best Buy and a couple other places to look at car stereos, because I need to. My car stereo has been broken for probably 3 years now, and I've just been using my phone. Anytime I'm in the car, I just play podcasts from my phone. If I need navigation, I use my phone. But I thought, well, I need to have a working stereo in my car. And Mark said he would buy me a car stereo for my birthday present. So I was looking around for that. And I'm just going to have them. I think the reason I'm going to get it at Best Buy is because they will do installation. And so I'm going to get one there and then have them install it as part of the deal. And that was my Monday. We did have dinner Monday evening. So I wasn't able to record, but first, I wanted to have my eating out dinner on Monday, and I didn't want to do any podcasting Monday or Tuesday, again, because I was trying to take a break, you know, for my birthday. So we ate at Ruth's Chris Steakhouse, and I've never had a tomahawk steak. We normally get fillets, And normally I would get a small, like a petite filet, maybe 6 ounces, because I really enjoy the side items and the bread and appetizer and dessert. And so I don't want my steak to be huge because I like all the other accoutrement. And so I was like, but you know what? I'm like, you know what, Boyfie, let's get a tomahawk steak because we've never done that before. I've never had one. When we were in St. Thomas, the table next to ours got a tomahawk steak, and the chef came out. He carved it up for them. He put some flaky salt on top of it. They had dipping sauces. Now, this was a different restaurant. This was not Ruth's Chris. But I thought, oh, it'll be a big production. They'll carve it up. It must taste great because it's expensive. And so we did that, and we got an appetizer, but we only got one side item and a tomahawk steak. That was it. I mean, the manager came out, not the chef. And she said, do you want me to cut it? But she didn't cut it in bite-sized pieces. She just cut it in two and gave half of it to Mark and half of it to me. They didn't put it on a fancy cutting board with the bone. And she just put it on our plates. It wasn't any better tasting than a filet, and it wasn't as tender. So all in all, not worth it. I mean, I guess we had the experience. And then we went swimming in our community pool for the first time. Oh, they gave me a dessert for my birthday as well. It wasn't the one I wanted. I wanted creme brulee, but apparently they give you this chocolate cake if it's your birthday and it's free. So I did that. And then we swam in the pool. All right. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.